This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Jack Cornell joins us. He is the Director of Sustainability for the United Soybean Board. And Jack, you know, for the uncertainty and unsureness that we've seen from farmers about carbon markets, why do you look at this as an opportunity for soybean producers?
So the market is demanding that corporations become more green, more carbon neutral, and corporations are really realizing that they can't innovate their way out of this. And so they really have to interact with the land sector. It's important for, you know, United Soybean Board that we kind of make sure that farmers get a fair shake and make sure that the science is good and not slanted against us. We have lots of launch initiatives that we're really looking at to help us not only update land management models, but also help us to define soil health and really taking large strides in this space to really make sure that farmers get their fair shake and that they get positioned in the best position possible.
Because soybean producers, it's a lot of hard work, and they do that to maintain the sustainability of their crop.
That's right. They are always constant stewards of their land, and they work hard to make sure that they can hand down their farm to the next generation. It's important that we make sure that the farmers get compensated for making those changes if the corporations are going to be charging a premium for their products. And so it's important that the farmers also make sure that they get reinvestments in that area as well. And so that's a big space for USB to really be a part of making sure that that happens.
You mentioned launching initiatives to help out in this process as well. For what you've done so far, have you seen soybean producers start to embrace and start to understand some of the practices behind that?
Yeah, there's a ton of energy with all the new satellite imagery technology, with understanding the importance that models can play within deriving more value for the soybean, increasing traceability, increasing accountability, understanding how land is managed and used instead of just through old surveys that have been going around. We can actually use satellite technology and advancements and all kinds of arrays of models to help us understand that. And, you know, sometimes there's stats that get used against us. They're using typically old satellite imagery, or they're using old models that they've been using for years and years. And really, it's time for us to update those models to make sure that they're more accurate and that they reflect the stewardship that the farmers are doing on the ground.
Jack, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
That is Jack Cornell, Director of Sustainability for the United Soybean Board, as he joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.